Hello, friends and fellow adventurers. Welcome to the Min-Max Podcast. We want to thank you for joining us, and you do so as we continue Bloodlords. As always, we'd like to invite you to come join our Discord, where you can hang out with us and other listeners of the show. And if you'd like to throw a little financial support our way, you can check out our Patreon. And a shout out to all of those at our big number level and above, because we still haven't changed the tiers. Rock Jedi, Iggy, Wolf, Blartimus Slump, Thunder Mammoth, The Trevor Project, Das Chris, Fizzgig, AC Goldner, Eric R, Ope, just gonna sneak right past you there, Indie Link, Tawdry Monster, Mercutio, Angel Shadowheart, Cy Rendon, Forevermore, The Brigand Alliance, Dicky Lopez, Licky Dopez, Rickety Rope Bridge, Alex K, Doma El Laka, Frank L, Just Mike Works, Ross D, Marab Syndrome, Victor, Zach S, Jamie H, Mr. Turtle, Sleeve, Darren, Caleb W, Corey, Pickle, Mr. Grimm, Fire Down, M54 Ewas, Jameson S, Eric R, Plus 2 Vorpal Salmon of Whacking, I'm Not a Robot, George F, and Leo Hart. Thank you all so much for your support. And now a recap of Session 2. We start off with a backflash into a flashback and learn some meta-knowledge about Kix being possessed. Before any of the rest of us ever met with Berline Hal Doley, it seems Kix's alter ego did and is up to something nefarious. We then return to the now. We continue to investigate the farm. We find a corpse holding a peculiar red cloth we can't recognize. We also find a bunch of destroyed zombies and still animate zombies whom we ignore. As we continue around, we find ourselves fighting a zombie horse and a couple zombie dogs. We also find some more recently killed quick with red cloaks. Were some living people trying to free or destroy zombies? Who knows? We find some spilled grain, and on it is a strange pinkish powder. We determine that it's called brain grit and can cause mild headaches to the quick who ingest it. We investigate what seemed to be a fight between some quick and some zombies. There's definitely still more to learn.
Lucan saw it earlier, and it's nearly impossible to miss it as you're investigating the area around the silos. There's a heavy iron gate on the west side of the wall that must have slammed shut on someone trying to enter the farm. The corpse pinned by the gate wears a dark red cloak streaked with crusted blood. A leather satchel is crushed against the corpse's chest by the gates.
Ooh. What's in the satchel?
Hard to tell.
I go open the satchel. What's in the satchel?
Yeah, you open it. Have fun with that.
It's pinned between the body and the gate.
Oh, so we're going to need to move something.
I got this. I probably don't, but I'll give it a shot.
Let's see that athletics check. Sun drinker, you better be ready.
Please, let me just succeed at one of these. 16.
Okay, 16. You were able to open up, and it's actually really difficult to push open. But you push it apart.
I make it look like it was super easy and just like, you couldn't have done that, Sundrinker's stupid tree, stupid bush. What are you? Stupid flower?
I believe the correct term is Eidolon.
Stupid Eidolon?
But I'm not really sure what I am. A spirit. A being.
We have the same intelligence too, don't we? We're both pretty fucking stupid.
Sundrinker's is 8.
Yeah, so is mine.
Fucking dummies, dude.
We're fucking dumb.
Dumb boys.
Yeah. We gotta be friends.
We gotta be friends, yeah.
The corpse in the satchel falls to the ground.
Okay, open the satchel.
As you reach down to open the satchel, the door slams into your body. Give me a reflex save.
Of course it does.
My reflex is by far my worst save. Come on, I've been rolling well. Please, okay, that's not bad. 15.
A 15 is a failure. Takes 16 points of bludgeoning damage.
No, fuck, no. I was going to hero point that. I have 2.
No, okay, okay.
You went way too quickly.
Yeah, I was super excited about dealing
damage.
You
just wanted to deal that damage.
Oh my god. I rolled the same. It's fine. I'll take
it. Oh yeah. You still take the 16 damage. And this loud clang reverberates through the town, or through the farm grounds.
Is his arm, like, pinned in the door now?
He's not pinned because he didn't critically fail the reflex save. But he did take a good chunk of bludgeoning damage. It smashed him as it went to slam shut and just kind of clipped him in the back.
God, I don't have, like, skeleton weaknesses. Okay, now what's in the satchel?
That loud clang continues to echo. And before you look into the satchel, you can hear in the distance more zombies.
From the other side of the door or what?
Not from the other side of this gate, but like behind you. Way back at the corner of the farm.
Where all those guys were locked up?
In the pounding is there too. But they just picked up in speed and intensity.
Oh god.
Well, time to get out of here.
They're gonna break free. What's in the satchel quick?
In the satchel, you find a packet of strange gray paste and a vial of some liquid.
Drink it!
Well, I have no need for either of these. Is the satchel magical?
It is not.
Do you want to spend 10 minutes staying in here to identify what that vial might be? Attempt to.
You guys figure that shit out later. I'm already 10 minutes to probably patch up my own wounds anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not sure we're supposed to sit here.
Really quick, Tyler. This is super meta. But that flag with the hand missing the finger?
Yeah.
That's not a religious symbol to a non-evil deity, is it?
I don't think it is.
Okay, because I would have a revulsion to it.
Oh.
If it were.
No, nothing like that. In regards to the packets of the strange gray paste, there were 4 small packets of that paste in there, but all but one of the packets burst when the gate slammed shut on them. The vial is intact.
All right.
I pass it to the people that can figure them out.
Yeah, I don't have crafting.
Yeah, do they look alchemical in nature?
The vial does. It looks like the paste might be too.
All right. Check them out later. Unless we're going to sit here for 10 minutes.
I mean, I kind of want to try and patch myself up. I have 4 HP.
Holy shit. Yeah, we probably should. We'll keep guard over you.
Do I complete a medicine check on myself or treat wounds on myself? 10 minutes.
So it sounds like you guys are just stopping here in front of the gate to treat wounds and identify the vial?
Yeah.
If we're stopping here, I'm going over into this corner to do it.
Yeah, we can take a little bit more defensive position. That's fine.
I need to scrounge up some bones to patch myself up anyways. Not really, but...
A bunch of nice corpses over...
So there's corpses everywhere.
Yeah, I was just going to pick some up randomly. Be like, ooh, that looks nice.
About 3 minutes into your treat wounds and identifying, a loud bang is heard from across the farm. And you can hear zombies shamble through a threshold. Takes about a minute of listening to realize that they're headed towards the sound of that slamming door.
It's a long ways away.
It is. It's going to take them a long time
to recognize that that's where it came from and to break down the door. Yeah, I'm going to try to finish at least the first one.
I will try to finish my treat wounds.
Hopefully it's not too many of them.
I suddenly wish I had more spells.
About 7 minutes into the treating wounds, you could still hear them shambling about the farm. They're getting closer.
Keep going.
Everyone else? Continue. Who's identifying the liquid, by the way? The vial.
I'm identifying the vial.
So that leaves... Is anybody identifying the paste in this 10 minutes?
No.
Does anybody else have alchemical crafting?
Crafting or medicine?
Kix has crafting.
Oh, I don't need alchemical?
For the paste, no.
Okay.
Medicine technically works on the paste as well.
Oh, well, Luke can probably have better medicine than my... What's your medicine?
5.
Oh, just kidding.
Yeah, I'm not wisdom-based.
I get a 19 on the vial.
Did we get 10 minutes?
If we make the 10 minutes.
So I rolled some dice. The zombie is trying to figure out where exactly that loud banging sound came from. Are milling about near the wagons right now. Looks like you're going to be able to finish it as long as nobody makes a lot of sound because they're close by. So go ahead and get your areas, get your treat wounds off.
Hero point.
It's like you're going to kill yourself.
Second hero point.
Okay.
There it is.
Alright, 21 gets the medicine check.
Fuck, it's been so long since I've done a treat wounds. Is it just base is...
Just 2d8?
Yeah.
Gerdrug gets a 19 on the vial.
On the vial, got it. Gerdrug, you are able to identify the vial as a dose of Lesser Anti-Plague. Lesser Anti-Plague gives a plus 2 item bonus to fortitude saving throws against disease for 24 hours.
Put it in my pocket.
What about Kix's check on the paste thing?
Kix, what'd you get on the paste?
I think it was 20. Yeah, I rolled it earlier. It's 20.
So you see the paste, and you recognize this as being something called a tremor paste. Tremor paste is interesting. The paste is not particularly dangerous, but it may have some mildly uncomfortable effects on the imbiber's muscles. In fact, the kind of the finger that you were using to check its consistency is going numb a little bit. It's part of how you realize that this is that tremor paste.
Well, I rub it on my lips and snort some. Is it cocaine?
No.
Oh, I don't do any of that.
It just makes your muscles uncomfortable. You just start cramping.
All right.
So another just like mildly annoying symptom thing.
Yeah, I mean, if you put two together, can we tell if it like would have any kind of effects? Like if they were to use together on the same person or something?
Let's see. You can give me a crafting check or a medicine check for that.
Lucan has the same thought as good drug.
24 crafting.
You are not certain. You could always test it. I mean, you have somebody living in your party. He's right there.
Don't test it on me, assholes.
I'm not having that thought at all.
I'm trying to figure out how I can give it to him without him knowing.
So if you guys want to have a conversation about the clues that you've found so far.
As the zombie horde is approaching.
You mean the bunch of random shit that we figured out that doesn't mean anything to us?
I'm sure it'll mean something to the NPCs.
Yeah, we'll want to sit down with an alchemist, I think, and see what they can tell us.
I am a fucking alchemist.
Oh.
Good.
I get a 24 and it means nothing.
A good alchemist.
Ooh, rip.
Says a guy that can't pull a friggin' horn out of a wall.
I'm not strength-based. My main stat is wisdom.
But what is your strength?
Not maxed.
Uh-huh.
It's...
Was it 16, then?
It's 16. Like, most of my stats are 16.
Not strength-based, has a 16 in its strength. Compared to the rest of the party, you're super
It is your highest. It is your highest.
I guess it is my highest. The rest of my stats are all 14s. 14s, 12, and 8.
So, I guess I whisper to my party... Are we going to try and fight these, or are we running?
I don't want to fight a horde of zombies.
I don't think we're supposed to kill everything.
So, running then?
Well, I normally wouldn't care. I really don't want Bloodlord pissed off at me.
Right, right. I spend one round, three actions, melding into Eidolon. I now am Sundrinker.
Sweet.
Yeah, I am definitely going to be stealthing and hiding behind these, silos.
Lucan's too weak to be caught by a horde of zombies with my 12 AC.
Yeah, I didn't heal myself much, so let's just
run.
Run, yeah. You guys are fucked on your stealth because I'm just going to be running and I'm loud and noisy. Pretty sure my armor's noisy.
I can climb this wall.
Can you, though? They needed climbing equipment to climb the wall.
Let's just run back to the door.
Okay, to the door.
Gerdrug's going to let them run to the door. And he's going to stay here and hide. You go ahead and gather the zombie horde to yourself. I mean,
they're zombies. They're slow. Like, I'm not too concerned about them catching up to me. I don't even know if I'd run. I just go at a leisurely pace that's faster than the zombies.
We go. I'll stick with Arius. I'm not stealthing.
Okay, so Sundrinker, Arius, Kix, are you staying behind with Gerdrug, or are you going with Arius and Sundrinker / Lucan?
I kind of have no idea, but I think I'll go with a larger group.
The larger group?
Leave the rogue. The rogue will be fine. They'll just pop up Fair out enough. Of nowhere at some point and be like, hey!
Besides, I need a cart driver.
And of course, they'll magically have a bunch of gold that we won't know about.
The three of us go off to the right, to the east.
So show me the path that you want to take on this run. Are you running along the fence to the east?
I'm on the fence to the north, and I am running towards the east. I'm going to at least go there.
Okay.
Until I can see what's happening, and then I'll figure it out from there.
Does Sundrinker have dark vision?
Low light.
Low light, okay. Then as you make your way along the north wall, you hear the zombies coming from your right.
From the south?
Yes. So you can keep moving along there. And as you're going along that north wall, kicks your foot, finds a rock, and you stumble. You don't fall over or fall prone or anything, but you can hear the zombies just to the south of you and start walking towards you.
I don't know, dude. I'm pretty acrobatic. I don't think he used the right check.
They weren't going to notice the bright light moving that direction.
They're not bugs. They don't care about lights.
And the people in the middle of the light.
This is the part where I would normally say, let's roll for initiative, because they're moving on a path to intercept you.
But they can never catch you.
But they can never actually catch you. So my question is, are you engaging this group of zombies, or are you leading them around the farm? What are you doing?
We're bringing them to town.
I want to get an idea of how many there are. Like, how many are there?
You could see, it looks like three just on the edge of your light.
Only three?
Yeah.
Oh. Mm. I was thinking a barn full. It sounds like that, doesn't it? Or does it just sound like...
It sounded like a barn full.
Yes, but you can only see through. You don't have that much light.
That's true. We don't have that much light. I'm okay running and gaining a better perspective of what our situation is going to be. My initial thought was just run out of here. But if there's not that many of them, well, maybe we can just fight them. I don't know. We'll see.
I mean, these zombies are basically... laborers or something, aren't they? Like, we don't necessarily want to destroy them.
That's so a fair point. That's a very fair point.
Problem is, if they're roaming around by themselves, who knows what's going to happen to them, but...
Yeah, let somebody else corral them back up. Not our problem. That door was open when we got here. There weren't any zombies in that room.
I don't necessarily disagree, but it is expressly your problem. You were hired to handle this.
We never saw any zombies.
I mean, hired.
I mean, yeah, you were hired.
Heavy quotes. No, we were told to do this.
I'm sorry, did you guys see zombies somewhere? I didn't see zombies.
The problem is we do have to... Weren't we told to, like, fix this place back up and everything?
Yes. To restore the farm to working order.
That was in order to restore it to working order, we need workers.
That's true. So we need somebody that can handle these zombies.
Trinity's got, y'all's got diplomacy. Maybe you can diplomacize them.
Can I do that?
Somebody was tending them. How are they doing it?
I will say that there is an archetype called Corpse Tender.
Not every single person has to have that, though, right?
Corpse Tender specifically allows you to use diplomacy to make an impression on mindless undead and to make very simple requests of them. Without it, though, you can't really make requests of them.
What about demands?
I don't think you can coerce a mindless undead. Yeah, they're just immune to all mental effects.
Can we just, like, Chris Pratt them?
Yeah.
That's what the Corpse Tender dedication does, essentially.
Or do we kite them back to their building or something?
Yeah, we could definitely kite them.
Not that I'm there, but maybe if you get far enough away, they'll just start wandering around.
Yeah, that's the thing. I just want to kite them. I just want to try and run out of here, and let's see what happens. So that's what I'm doing.
I am following the tree. Bush.
Perfect.
You guys are talking about running out the main gate, right?
We're not talking about it. We're doing it.
All right, then.
I'm outside. I'm free.
I mean, can't we just, like, close up this main gate and then, like, the zombies can't get out because then the gates are all closed?
Yeah. We can see if we can close up the main gate.
As you get to the main gate and you open it, loud creaks. You step over the bodies of the zombies that were dead just outside the main gate as you entered. You see three zombies approach the gate.
Cool. Gate's closed.
and there's bars. The gate has bars, and they put their arms through the bars and reach for you as much as they possibly can. Mostly, I should say, completely reaching for kicks. Like, all three of the zombies are bunched up next to each other, trying their best to get at kicks.
That sounds about right.
But the gate's closed. They can't.
All right, cool.
Turns out there's only three of them.
We could kill them from here, and they wouldn't be able to fight back.
But that was the last thing we were supposed to do, right?
Oh, yes. That's right.
If they're just chilling.
All right, well, we've trapped them in. I guess...
We've also trapped in that ghost friend.
Yeah, Gudrug. I guess we'll wait to see if Gudrug meets back up with us. If Gudrug meets back up with us.
Gooey drug. He's still gooey, though, yeah.
Ectoplasm just leaking out of you.
It's like one of those gooey ducks.
Gooey ducks.
While the three of you have essentially closed yourselves from outside of the barn, or outside of the farm, and just watch these three zombies reach for kicks. Gerdrug, what are you doing?
I made my way back down to the south, to that opening.
Oh. Alright.
In the dark, stealthing. Because I don't know how many there are. I guess I probably stopped hearing them come closer to me, but I don't know exactly where they went.
As you approach the opening that is carved into this cliffside, you can hear the sounds of some more zombies inside. These ones scratching fingernails on boards, on wood, just scratching. They seem completely distracted by something, so you're able to make your way into this chamber. Why don't you give me a stealth check?
13.
13.
Basically, I'm attempting to at least move in far enough to see them and then make plans from there.
Okay. Scratching against crates that are jammed and wedged into a passageway, those three are trying to claw their way through, trying to move the crates out of the way. That looks like they've been wholly unsuccessful, and they're completely distracted. They don't even notice you.
I wonder if some quick are holed up in there, and that's what they're trying to get to. Is that the only place I hear sound from? I don't hear anything to the south. I didn't see there's an opening to the south a little bit.
Correct. This chamber does open up a little further. If you want to step in a little bit, you can see that in the south end of the chamber, there is what looks to be some equipment and a purple...
What is that purple thing?
Glowing torch with purple firelight. It's a sconce in the wall.
I'd say that seems unusual, but I have no idea. It might be totally normal around here.
It is a light source, yes.
I'm gonna keep going. This is like a table with food on it.
As you sneak your way past the zombies scratching at the crates, you come across this ancient hall. There's a block of stone resembling an altar or table, and it stretches much of the length of this room. It's heaped with baskets and jars filled with berries and vegetables, all withered, moldy, and rotten. Simple gardener's implements lie in a tidy arrangement at the south end of the stone slab. And you can see that there's something chiseled into the wall on the west end. Some writing.
But no bodies or anything? Doesn't look like it?
No bodies, no creatures, nothing. This is the big empty chamber with this stone platform. And you notice as you get in here... Well, maybe you don't, because you're a ghost. I was about to remark on temperature, but for all intents and purposes, you still feel heat and cold because you're damaged by heat and cold.
Correct.
It might be a little dampened, but you can tell that this chamber is cooler than outside. This might be some sort of location that acts as a cellar this deep into the cliffside.
Apparently not cold enough to keep the food from going bad. I will approach this wall, see what the carvings are.
Carved into the west wall in Necrol are the words, "Old Irgag sups here, enjoying meals with friends and foes alike." Give me either an occultism or a society check.
think they're the same. How about a nat 20 for a 26?
Gotcha. You can tell by reading this passage, it's a very simple passage. In the setting that this is in, Older Gag was very likely a cannibal.
Oh, so it's saying he eats them. Friend and foe?
Enjoying meals with friends and foes alike.
And this is Old Ear Gag's farm, right? That's what this is called?
It's all called Old Ear Gag's farm, yes.
Okay, then.
Do you have cooking or farming lore? I feel like the answer to that's going to be no.
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 I have mercantile lore.
Do you have nature?
It's trained.
Just go ahead and hit me with a nature.
Not a whole lot of nature, but it's trained because, you know.
Well, when you roll a 19 on the die.
I rolled a 20 and a 19. Nice.
You are able to recognize that the food that's here, where it seems rotted or wilted, some of the food is in fact salvageable, such as berries that are sealed in jars. There's some seed potatoes in a sack that avoided the rot that can be salvaged. From what you can tell, it looks like what happened was that some zombies made their way into this chamber and carried some rot with them, and it quickly spread throughout the baskets of vegetables on the table.
Oh. I'm assuming zombies probably aren't supposed to be in here.
That's what you find.
Okay. Guess I'll make a pass around the table, just kind of seeing if anything else kind of jumps out at me, and then I'm going to try to head out. I hear these zombies to the north here, but I don't hear the other zombies, I don't think, I'm assuming.
As soon as you get out of the cliffside, the sound of the zombies that are scrabbling at the crates fades, and as you take steps further into the farm at large, you hear zombies from the northeast near the main gate.
They're outside the gate, the north gate. Does this west gate go anywhere? This is just around the edge of the farm?
That's correct.
Is the gate heavy? I mean, I know that he needed to do a strength check earlier.
The west gate is very heavy and spring-loaded.
Is it slatted, or what is it made out of? Can I just, like, climb over it?
Iron bars. Nothing stopping you from climbing over it.
All right, I'm going to climb over it.
What's a ghost look like climbing?
You can't even give me an athletics check to climb.
That's right, you can't do shit. That requires a strength check.
You actually can't.
How the hell does that work?
It doesn't. It doesn't work. You can't climb as a ghost. Can't use strength-based skills.
But I can fly.
I mean, ish. Hover inches off the ground, yeah, but...
You're floating, my bro.
What if he, like, tries to walk on the wall? I'm like, oh.
Nah, that's the equivalent of a climb.
We just gotta leave him at the bottom of a mountain.
Tie a ghost touch rope around him. Just drag him up.
This sounds fun.
It's honestly the only thing I could think of.
I mean, it literally says you can only attempt strength based skill checks against other incorporeal creatures. Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at Ghostly Grasp, which is the feat that gives you the ability to use strength stuff. And it says you can attempt strength-based skill checks against physical creatures and objects. That's what that feat does for you.
So that feat gives you the ability to climb this gate.
Quick, retrain.
That's a sixth-level dedication feat.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think it's very silly that he can't climb or anything. I think it's only meant for other creatures.
Yeah, it seems to be the case.
As much as I would love to just say he's stuck in there forever now until I let him out.
Oh, you're now stuck in there because you can't get out.
You could not get out of there. You could not interact to lift that gate, and you could not climb, sir.
Because I wouldn't even be able to try to open the gate because it would be an athletics check.
I love that so much, but that can't be what it means. It's only for creatures.
Yeah.
Well, I got to say, no, you can't use an athletics check to force it open. Like, that would be putting too much, like...
effort into something.
Yeah, like a solid physical object, pushing it or forcing it open, you can't impart that much control over the physical world.
Now I'm imagining Gerdrug, like, climbing is like trying to find your way up a hill in Skyrim. He's not colliding.
He's just jumping.
He's just
in the
like
right
kind of going back and forth and trying to be on the right little spot.
You know, this will be just my call for this. Any athletics check that requires you to exert something onto a physical object, we're going to say no, that's not going to work. But for something that, such as climbing specifically, and I'm sure we'll find others, like grab an edge is going to be one that's going to come into play at some point, potentially, if you don't get a fly speed, aside from
can he hit
float.
The ground and take damage?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, then...
Yeah, it's like, how do I take fall damage if I can fly?
Right. So the ghost archetype is not your typical ghost. And the best way to think about this for right now is that it's a game balance thing. Right? When you're going to give the ability to be a ghost to a PC, to a player character, and then have them start at level one, a ghost in its own right, a traditional ghost are seen as creatures, that's just too much power to give to a player that early. That's why they're feats that give you those things later on, like pass through is a dedication feat for this. Ghost Grasp, I think it's called.
Ghostly Grasp,
which allows you to use strength-based skill checks, like we were discussing here. But for all intents and purposes, it's almost easier to think as the ghost of, like, being half-corporeal, almost. Gerdrug could drown, for example. If Gerdrug were swallowed whole, which he could be, he would have to hold his breath or begin suffocating. There are little things like that that don't really make a lot of sense logically, but in terms of game balance, that's the way it's going to be. So we're going to find, best we can, the fun ways to describe how Gerdrug's ghostly form is being somehow tied into the physical world where it could, you know, do things like suffocate or not be able to fly properly. But for now, my call is going to be, yes, you can use an athletics check to climb.
Okay. I'm just going to climb over this fence.
Go ahead and give me athletics check.
Roll one.
Which I'm really not very good at either. 12.
Okay. Because of how the slats and the bars of this iron gate are laid out, it's relatively easy to climb. You're able to make your way up and over it.
I was going to say, are they vertical or horizontal?
Both.
Both? Oh, jeez. I would climb over and make my way around and see if the other guys made it out.
So as you climb your way over, make your way to the other side, move and start making your way around the edges of the farm, you do in fact see your three cohorts.
Oh, I'll pop out at some point in there. I'm not still in melded.
And you see these three or these four staring at the gate, watching these three zombies try to get kicks.
There's a couple more zombies down south. They're pawing at something. I don't know if it's maybe some quick hiding down there. Not really sure.
I think we should investigate.
But we can kind of go around and climb the gate over there. That should get us away from these guys.
Yes, if there's a possibility that they are quick there, we should definitely investigate.
Maybe they can tend to these zombies.
Perhaps. Maybe they'll have some answers. I go that way.
Yeah. And then I'll make my way back to the gate that I just climbed over.
I follow.
And as you all make your way back to the west gate, the three zombies that are going after kicks just extend their arms out through the bars and move them along to follow kicks as he moves forward and out of sight.
If we run, is it like a baseball card in the spokes of the bicycle tire? With their arms going through the walls, like, gong, 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 gong. That's what I want.
It's just the gate that they can reach through, right?
Correct.
Once they get a little to the west, it becomes solid wall.
Yes.
That's right, of course. Never mind.
That being said, they just stay at that gate from what you can tell. You can still see their arms sticking out of the main gate as you reach the far western corner of the north wall, which is, 100 or more feet away.
I go back up and over the wall.
I guess I will too.
We're going back in there?
Yeah. How tall is this little gate?
It's about 10 feet tall.
Am I going to need to make a climb check to get over it?
Yes.
I'm Eldon Eidolon and climb over it. That's an Eidolon.
Anyone trying to climb over the gate, go ahead and give me an athletics check.
I'll see you guys later, I guess.
10.
Yeah, Sun Drinker's fine.
27.
13.
Grodrok has a hard time doing it. Kicks, you're able to get over.
13.
Arius makes it over as well.
What was 10 actually enough?
10 was not enough. But to be honest with you, you're not being pressed right now.
I would just keep trying.
So you make some sounds. Some clangs.
Then I'm going to lead them back over to where we saw the other zombies.
Taking everyone over to that area?
Yeah. Now, the North Alcove is got a couple of zombies and a zombie dog. South Alcove's got this weird purple light. And to the far west, there's this weird table that I guess old Irgag was like a cannibal or something.
Sounds about right.
But I'm guessing we're going to have to kill these zombies unless maybe if the quick over there stays back, they won't bother us. I don't know. So I'm going to try to get back across to the opposite side of the opening before these guys make all their noise.
Yeah, I'll kind of like pass a little ways away, kind of towards the south as we go by.
From Gerdrug, let's get a stealth check for his initiative. And if it's high enough, you will have gotten to that side.
How about a nat 20 for a 27?
Yeah, that'll do it. You make it over there, and you get to act first, of course. Then as Gerdrug sneaks his way across the room, followed shortly after by Sundrinker and Arius. Sundrinker and Arius are not looking to be quiet here. They draw the attention of the two zombie shamblers and the zombie hound, and they turn to face you. And we roll for initiative. And because you all caught them completely by surprise, they go at the very bottom of the initiative order. But at the top for us, at the top of round one, Gerdrug.
Well, that makes it a lot easier for me. I use my first action to get up next to the first zombie shambler. And then I stabby stab him. Yeah, they're flat-footed to my attacks if I rolled stealth. We're going to get a 19 against flat-footed.
19 hits.
It's going to be 12 damage.
12 damage. And what kind of damage is this?
Slashing.
Slashing damage, which will deal an additional 5 of slashing damage as you carve a big slice of flesh off of this zombie shambler, which is barely hanging on.
I guess I'm going to go for that follow-up, see if we can take him down. Oh, that was on the 19, and then I went to a 1. So that's going to be a miss.
Yep, critical miss.
And I'm done.
Then after Gerdrug gets in and carves himself a nice chunk of zombie flesh, Lucan, it's your turn.
Too far away from them. Can't electric arc them. How very annoying. All right. Act together. 2 actions. I will instead Ray of Frost at the one that I don't think I'm going to have any issue hitting, you know, with no cover or anything. Mr. Uninjured Zombie. And cast.
You did it.
I got a 15.
A 15 hits.
Damage. 8 of it. 8 cold damage. 8 cold to that damage. Zombie.
And it takes all 8 damage as you strike it in the shoulder with that okay. Ray of Frost.
Then, with their action from Act Together, Sundrinker is going to move up 20 feet to get into the face of these zombies. And then, with my final action, I'm actually going to cast Boost Eidolon. I'm not going to make an attack.
Oh.
I cast Boost Eidolon onto Sundrinker.
Okay, can you tell us what Boost Eidolon does?
Sure. So Boost Eidolon is a cantrip. It gives my Eidolon a +2 status bonus to damage rolls with its attacks. If my Eidolon's strike deals more than 1 weapon damage die, the bonus increases to 2 per weapon damage die. So it's a really good combo with Magic Fang, but I already cast my Magic Fang for the day. It only lasts 1 round.
It's okay.
So I totally did that wrong. So that would be gone by the time I attack again next time, right? Or would it? Would it last towards till next round?
What's the duration?
When I attack again? 1 round. Yeah, so would that go away at the beginning of my next round?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say it would.
It would, wouldn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Fuck. So that's not the way to do that. Fuck that. I don't do boost Eidolon. I just attack.
Slice and dice.
Yeah, still learning the character. Still learning the character.
That's right. It happened.
Vine attack. Oh, I only got a 10.
A 10 misses.
All right. I'm done.
All right. Then after Lucan and Sundrinker, that's going to take us over to Arius. It's your turn.
I'm going to delay.
Arius delays.
I plan on going before Gurdrug.
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 So your plan is to let us get beat up. Okay, got it.
I have 9 HP.
He is low on health.
Yes, I plan on letting you guys get beat up, and then I'm going to get flanking for you.
So the idea is go at the end of the round, or the end of the order, right?
Yes.
Got it.
Do you want a free movement, Mr. Skeleton?
Yeah, I'll take a free movement. It'll get me closer.
Kix, it's your turn.
I will move forward, and I will amp a message to Arius so he can move a third, well, his movement.
Thank you.
And then I will recall teachings, aiding in 30-foot radius.
Yeah. So I move 25 feet closer. I'm still about 15 feet away from the enemies.
All right. Now, do you make your occult check for that aid now?
Nope, I do it when I decide that I'm going to what I'm going to aid.
What you're going to aid with? All right, sounds good. Can I tell you how much I love this build, Spencer?
We'll see. I think it's going to get a lot better once I can let you guys do extra attacks.
I think just like everything behind it so far is really cool. Yeah, that's a huge buff. Like that's, sorry, that's like instead of giving a little bit to everyone like a bard would, you give more to one person every round. And I just think that's really cool.
What if I was a bard doing all of it?
And these zombies shamble.
And our DM rambling.
Shambling.
Anyways, let's shamble some zombies. Zombie shambler that is been cut up to pieces almost entirely by Gurdrug turns its attention to Gurdrug and will attack. It does lose its first action though, as zombies do. It gets a 25 to hit.
It's gonna hit.
The zombie shambler reaches out and strikes at Gurdrug, and the zombie hand mostly goes through Gurdrug's ghostly form, but you can see it just disrupting his being on the way through. And it can't grab you, can it? Can it grab you?
Sure, of course it can.
Seems weird, but I guess. I mean, if I can't grapple somebody, how can they grapple me?
That's kind of what I'm...
How do you grapple a ghost?
Like the grab creature ability.
Because game balance, that's why.
Like, I am still incorporeal.
Fucking ghosts.
Man. I don't know why this is so hard for you. Of course he can be grappled. Don't be dumb.
Yeah?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, okay.
It's incredibly silly if he couldn't be grappled. Like, I get you're a ghost, Swanee, but that's, like, so game-breaking.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. It's like...
Like, there's no way that's how it's supposed to be.
Like, I'm trying to think
but
of...
But then why can't I grapple them?
Like,
because game balance.
How's that balancing? They can do it to me, but I can't do it back.
Yes.
I mean, as much as I would love it to be the other way, I have to agree with David.
Because then you're saying he couldn't be swallowed whole because you need to grapple first to swallow whole.
Right, yeah, it just break everything.
Yeah, which would, yeah, that would, like, you can imagine entire creature stat blocks being nullified against Swanee into just, like...
There's a whole great big section at the beginning of, like, these player character archetypes where it says these do not work like normal.
Like they should, monsters. Or they would.
Yes.
Doesn't always make sense.
And this is a great example of that.
All you gotta say is just because magic... Because Gurdrug is a very special ghost. This is how it is.
Gurdrug's ghost has so much unfinished business that they're practically tied to the mortal plane entirely.
There you go.
So this zombie, with its second action, grabs Gurdrug the ghost.
So is that 25 a grab, or...?
No, the 25 is a hit. Oh, I didn't do damage. Sorry. You get...
No need to apologize. You can just not.
No, I'm going to.
Not.
I'm going to.
I'm fine.
First, Gurdrug, you're going to take 5 points of bludgeoning damage.
I was expecting worse.
And now you are grabbed. They grab you with their second action.
All right. I can't remember. With grab, that's automatic, or do they have to still make an athletics check?
No, that's automatic. It's a creature ability. They just spend an action to do it. Which takes us over to the other zombie. This one turns right towards Sundrinker, lurches forward, and attacks, getting a 24 to hit.
That will hit.
And dealing 7 points of damage to Sundrinker. That takes us over to the zombie hound. The zombie hound uses their first action to step up to Gerdrug.
I'm aiding.
So you're aiding my defense?
Yep.
Okay, then before the zombie hound attacks Gerdrug, go ahead and make your occult check for the aid.
So that's a 24.
24. It is a regular success. That gives a plus one, right?
What is the DC at this level? 15?
15.
Yep, just one.
Does a 22 hit?
Yes.
Okay.
Even with the aid.
I tried.
The zombie hound's jaws sink into Gerdrug, dealing 7 points of damage.
But how? Like, he's a ghost.
I know, I know. Like, that's the thing that's killing me. Like, when I think of descriptive things attacking Gerdrug, I'm like, but he's a ghost.
Are you sure these aren't negative damage? I'm pretty sure this is negative damage.
Yeah, magical.
Ooh. No, I want it to be negative, because we're all immune to negative damage.
Yeah, we are. All of us are immune to negative damage.
Even the living
every
person.
Single one of us.
He just feeds on the negative emotions, right?
Yeah.
That is the zombie hound's turn. That's going to take us to the bottom of round one. Arius, it's your turn.
Yes, I will take my turn. So my first action, I am going to... I move into a spot...
Now you're not flanking with anybody.
Yeah, but you'd both be a 5-foot step away from being in flanking on both enemies. I was trying to decide if getting into flanking to do one hit on that guy would be worth it, or to set you guys both up for flanking on your turns with a simple move. I don't know. I like this decision. I move into a good spot here behind the enemies, trying to set up my allies for their turns. And then I'm going to try and finish this guy off that's in the middle with my second action. I miss with a natural one.
Yeah.
Third action, I will take a second swing. And please fucking hit him. Natural 20. How's that for game balance? Thank you, Foundry. I'll take it.
That's a critical hit, obviously.
Oh, this thing's fucked.
And I roll fucking terrible damage. 2d12, and I roll 2 2s for 10 damage still.
That's okay. Your static damage would have killed it.
Okay. So that takes care of the one in the middle, and that's my turn. I set you guys both up to be a single step away from being in flanking.
The weight of that greatsword just cuts through the shoulder in the midsection of this zombie, and they fall into two pieces onto the ground. I just love the idea of this greatsword just cleaving through these zombies.
Dude, I've been critting so fucking much with this.
It's been going pretty well for you, man. All right, then after Arius, that takes us to the top of round two. Gerdrug.
Can I remove grabbed from me since the dude's arm just got chopped off?
I suppose that one's dead now. Can't be grabbed when you're not in one piece.
Actually, maybe he's still grabbed. It's just the arm's clinging onto him. just not doing
just
anything.
The one arm hangs on to the ghostly form.
I'm going to 5-foot step to the west to get in flanking with Arius. Going to swing at this... target him first, crap. Swing at the zombie dog. Get an 11 to hit.
11 hits on the nose because it's flat-footed.
You just hit with a fucking 11?
Yep. Yes.
Yep.
16 damage.
16 damage.
And it did 16 without a crit.
And it's slashing damage?
Yes.
Another dog sliced up by the dog slicer. It's dead. Took 21 damage from that attack.
Yeah, I mean, I rolled a 5 and a 6. I had really good rolls.
Solid.
And sneak attack at level 1 is ridiculous. I basically have a...
constant crit?
A rune.
A striking rune, all the time.
I have a striking rune and a plus 2 to hit.
Well, we kind of saw how powerful that was in the first fight, too.
And third action, I'm staying here. I'm not getting anything anywhere near that zombie.
You don't have battle medicine, do you?
No.
Nobody does yet.
No one does?
We're level one, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody has that. I'm taking it next level.
Yeah, I have, like, no level. Oh, I mean, I guess we already know these are zombies and what zombies do, so I'm not going to try a check because I have, like, zero religion. Yeah, I'm good.
And Gertrug stays back, make sure that this zombie doesn't take them down because they are not looking good on health right now.
Yeah, I'm at 6 hit points.
That takes us over to Lucan and Sundrinker. It's your turn.
There's not a whole lot for me to do. We'll just do this. First action, Sundrinker will move 5 feet to the right. Step 5 feet to the right. And now I'll cast Boost Eidolon. And then we will attack with my third action. So no act together this time.
You do get flanking with me.
Yeah.
See, I picked a fucking wonderful spot. You both just hit because of my positioning.
An 11 hits because of flanking.
20 second guessing my movements.
I mean, I would have just tumbled through the guy and gotten flat-footed anyways, so whatever.
That's true. My son's drinking.
Oh.
Wouldn't have needed to move because you would have been standing across from him.
10 damage. Slashing.
10 slashing damage.
I forget about rogue bullshit.
Because of the weakness to slashing, Sundrinker cuts that zombie shambler down.
Oh, that's right. You'd already hit it with a frostbolt or whatever.
Yep. Ray of frost.
Ray of frost.
Can we, like, patch ourselves up now?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure I still have to wait because it's still probably not been an hour, so I can patch up Gudrug. Kurdrug. I healed you 9. What's that put you down? I hate not being able to see HP.
I'm only down 3.
Okay. And then I'd like to wait another probably like 30 or 40 minutes, however long it is.
So you can do it
on myself. Yeah.
I mean, I can just heal you.
I mean, what? Let's not waste spells. I could heal myself. I just don't want to waste the spell.
Oh, okay.
Do we hear anything on the other side of these crates at all? Like, someone talking to us? Or somebody's, like, crying or simpering?
Not at all. You don't hear anything. It is dead quiet now that you've killed the zombies.
Sundrinker will start moving these crates and boxes out of the way.
Okay. Sundrinker, give me an athletics check.
After the first 10 minutes. After the first 10 minutes.
After the first 10. Got it. Okay.
Eventually, when my hour runs out, I attempt to treat wounds myself, and I fail, and I say, fuck this, and I burn one of my heels.
There. I'll do myself as well if we're waiting that long before we start moving these crates. Sure. Lucan will try and heal himself as well with another medicine check.
I heal myself for 13, and that does put me back at max. Just barely.
I failed. God, these low levels are brutal for...
Dude, it's so rough. I hate it. I'm so used to the fucking whiz, like, rolling like a 2. Still fucking like, critically succeeding on shit. Like, plus 40. Like, no. I got a plus, like, 4.
Well, I failed to heal. And, yeah, Sundrinker starts moving the crates out of the way. He said you wanted an athletics check. I get a 16.
So the way that the crates are jammed into this passageway, they are tight. They are very tight. So you're not able to just quickly move them, but you think that if you just take your time, one crate at a time, you could make this happen over the course of 10 minutes.
Okay, I will.
Okay, so how much time has passed before the crates get cleared?
Probably close to an hour.
I mean, it's hard to say exactly how long did our investigation and running around take.
You all arrived at the farm shortly after midnight. It is now about 4 in the morning.
After the boxes are moved, we'll start investigating.
Boxes have been moved. So you make your way past the crates after they've been moved out of the way. And you find yourself in a chamber with... really bare of any features, except for in the very center of it, there is a well. There are a couple of metal buckets on chains nearby, and you also see a zombie.
I see a zombie.
He has his hands like clutched up against his chest, and his eyes are wide.
Are you here to kill me? Sorry. Are you here to kill me?
Does he have dark vision? He can see me?
Yes.
Well, he knows we're here, so we might as well move up.
Alright, that's a zombie dude.
This old ear gag.
This zombie in front of you that's speaking, obviously not one of the mindless zombies that you've come across there so far. This one looks a little different. He's rotting, but in a different way. He's almost like he's dried out. Lucan, give me a lore zombie check.
I'm assuming everybody's moving into the room with me.
Yeah, I'll move in.
Because he's not, like, making any hostile actions or anything like that. Doesn't look like.
No, not at all.
Get a 14.
You recognize this as a husk zombie.
All right.
Husk zombies, rather than allowing a body to rot, some necromancers attempt to dry cure the corpse to prevent further deterioration. Because of the process of raising husk zombies, many times they can retain some resemblance of intelligence.
Yeah, all right.
This zombie in front of you is, you know, dry skin, but you can see that he has wooden teeth. There are a few, like, just patches of leather stitched onto his arms, like, covering up spots that have fallen apart, and he has a wig of short, bristly horsehair. He's wearing farmer's overalls, and he looks rather intimidated by you as you walk in.
Well, do you want us to kill you? We can.
No, I'm already dead, but I don't want to. No, I like being a farmer.
Then why did you ask us if we're going to kill you?
Well, everybody else is here to, well, to just all sorts of strange things been happening.
Yes. I will tell you, we are not here to kill you, but please do explain the strange things that have happened, because we're trying to make heads and tails of them.
You must have been sent by Bloodlord Hal Dorley?
That is correct.
Oh. Well, good. I heard you take care of the zombies on the other side of the crates. Sorry I didn't help you out. I wasn't really sure if you were friend or foe.
It is okay. It is unfortunate that they had to be destroyed, but such is the way of things.
All right. I tried to soothe them, but I haven't gotten through all my training yet. And, well, they seemed right determined to tear me to pieces.
Yes, but how did it come to this?
Well, it's kind of hard to put together. Like, just let me think of it for a second. Because it all happened so fast. All right.
So fast? Sounds like you missed multiple shipments.
Well, the incident happened so fast. I've been stuck in this whale room for the last, I don't know how many days. So what happened was, there's this big loud sound. See, I'm one of the charge hands. They're still training me to tend to the zombies, but that's what I'm hoping to do. And, well, we had just put Mosguta and the workers away for the night when there was this big loud sound that happened to the west side. The west gate slammed shut, which doesn't happen unless you're walking into it. So we went to go check it out, me and the other charge hands. And when we got there, there was these living folks wearing red cloaks getting into the silos. Well, they looked us and we were surprised, and then everybody just grabbed the closest farming tool and just started beating each other. I just had to flee. I ran away. I fled and I barricaded myself here. I'm not really sure why, but it looked like they were trying to sneak in and then sneak out without being noticed, because they didn't have no weapons or nothing. And that's it, really.
Why would they want to put brain rot in your grain?
What's brain rot?
Never mind.
Brain grit.
You just blow some in his face.
Oh, brain grit. Why would they want to put brain grit in your grain?
I didn't think they put anything in our grain. Although one of the silo doors was open. I don't really know what they were doing. But it looks like something went wrong.
Why would Mos Guta go crazy?
Oh, Mos Guta takes at least 3 tenders to deal with. And the chaos of the whole situation, we just had her put away. And, I think she just, I don't know, went crazy. It's a big cow.
Was.
Was a big cow?
Yeah, it's dead now. Well, dead. Whatever.
You destroyed Mos Guta?
Yes, unfortunately.
It was trying to kill us, so... Yeah.
Wow. That's right impressive.
Along with all but 3 other zombies.
Oh, you destroyed all the laborers, too. All but 3?
Yes, stop reminding me.
Yeah, there's 3 left. Well, some of them were already dead. Most of them were already dead.
Are there any charge hands out there at all?
No. Only thing left is the shamblers, 3 of them. Everything else is dead. Dead.
Well, I guess that's what you folk are here to help out with, huh? Get everything all... Wait, what are you doing here?
We are returning order to things.
Yeah, I could use some order.
Look, you stay here. Don't be destroyed. We will send other charge hands and tenders to come take care of things. We are simply investigating and making sure that everything is safe.
All right.
Will those zombies be okay meandering about out there?
Well, as long as we can gather them, there's not really much in the countryside.
Well, they didn't look like they were going to go past the gate.
All right. The main gate?
Yeah. They got out of their barracks or whatever you want to call them.
The barn?
Yes.
Oh. Well, all right.
Y'all need better craftsmanship.
And we try. We keep it up. It's more important they stay calm. It's hard for them to stay calm when there's nobody around to keep them calm. Anyway, I guess I want to say thanks for rescuing me here. And he walks over to the corner where there's the buckets with the chains on them. And he gathers up one of the chains and he comes and holds it out and he just kind of looks down at it. He looks up at you. He says, thanks. Never know when you'll need a good chain. And I've got nothing else to offer as thanks. So, here?
Detect magic.
They are not magical chains.
I turn around and walk away.
Anyone want the chain?
What are we supposed to do with it?
I don't know. Never know when you need a good chain.
That is a good-looking chain. I'll take that chain.
All right. I like this guy.
You would.
Is it a good-looking chain?
Yeah, I fucking admire. Like, I take a good look at it, hold it up, and I just am like, well, that's the best chain. Thank you. And I stuff it away and walk away.
Yeah. It is a good chain.
Do you want us to put the boxes back while we find some people to take care of these zombies?
Wait, you're leaving? I thought you said the zombies was outside.
I thought that was obvious by how I was walking away.
Right, no, I wasn't talking to you.
Yeah, we gotta go get some more charge hands to take care of the zombies.
Didn't you just tell me these outside the gate?
No, they're outside of their barn, inside the gate.
Oh, well, yeah. You know, box it all back in. Could we make the boxes barricade outside like the main opening so that I got more space to move about in?
I mean, if there's enough boxes.
I don't think there's enough boxes. I just put them back on me. I'll be here waiting for you.
I can't let him go.
Talk to the bush. I can't do that shit. And I leave.
Yeah, 5 hours.
I can't lift shit.
It's true. You cannot.
All right. See you when you get back. Bye. As you're boxing him back in.
As the picture of what happened at Old Eargag's farm becomes more clear, just what exactly we're supposed to do about it is becoming less so. Will more clues reveal a path forward, or will we just blunder about like idiots? Find out next time as we continue Bloodlords. And until then, may you have many great adventures of your own.
It's your turn.